The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio in Hampton and Seth Boies of the Dickinson County News. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thanks, Senator, for letting us be on with you today. Want to get your reaction to the latest with Jamal Khashoggi and the situation with Saudi Arabia right now. What have you understood is going on?
Well, let me give you a short answer. And if you want a longer answer, just follow it up with a question. I don't want to believe what Saudi is telling us to this point. I have a gut feeling, because we've heard so many different stories and so many days to get any answers at all, that they're trying to cover up. And in the end, that's going to hurt our relationship with Saudi. And I hate that, because I think Saudi is very important for the problems we have with Iran, both Iran threatening Israel and Iran not abiding by the nuclear treaty that we had with them.
Okay, Seth?
Yes, like you mentioned, the Senate's not in session right now, but with the Brett Kavanaugh situation behind you at this point, what are you hoping will be the main focus of the legislature when you do get back to Washington?
Well, for me, we're going to still continue to process judges out of our committee. It takes about 30 days between the time we receive a nominee and before we bring them up for a hearing. So we got several pending from the White House. We also have about 35 judges on the floor of the Senate, in other words, on the calendar of the Senate, even though we've already approved 84 judges, including two Supreme Court justices, which is more than any president has had approved in their first 2 years in office in the history of our country. So we've been very productive that way. Then secondly, already out of my committee, but hopefully to finally get up on the floor of the Senate after 3 years of trying, the criminal justice reform bill. And then that takes care of most of the work of my committee. But for the Senate as a whole, I hope the farm bill. And we've got to make sure that government doesn't shut down by December 7th, which is a deadline for getting the rest of the appropriation bills passed.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah, Senator, I was going to ask you about the farm bill. What's the latest, and how do you think that will all come together?
Yeah. A month ago, the difference between the House and Senate to work out those differences kind of came to a halt over two things. The House of Representatives insisting upon more money for cotton, and the other one is a food stamp issue. The House has work requirements for food stamp recipients. Unless you got kids under a certain age, disabled, or elderly. Otherwise, you got to work at least 20 hours a week. And I think that's good policy, but I can't advocate that at this point because we can't get 60 votes in the House of Representatives for that food stamp provision. So those two things have brought negotiations to a standstill. Will they proceed after the election? I can't tell you right now because I don't have any latest information. But if they don't get done by Christmas, then that means we're going to have to do what we had to do in 2013, extend the existing 2014 five-year farm bill, which would have ended this year, into 2019. So that's the latest on the farm bill.
Seth?
Yes, and now that we've got a new deal between the United States and Mexico and Canada, what are your thoughts to producers, particularly those in the Midwest that aren't necessarily known for dairy production, which I think will be a main benefit of that agreement?
Well, we're the number one egg-producing state in the nation, so it ought to help our egg industry, and poultry is going to be helped, and wheat's going to be helped a great deal. But corn and soybeans, nothing special for us in regard to Canada. But the fact that we got an agreement with Canada means that we can move along our agreement with Mexico. And Mexico is the number one buyer of our corn. So, and also a big buyer of our pork as well. So I think when we get the entire agreement signed, that I think, and it will be signed at the end of November, then Congress has to pass it. When we get it passed, agriculture will be better off, but so will manufacturing, because there's something really in it for car manufacturing that will benefit the workers of our domestic car production and things of that nature. That overall, I think, is quite a victory for agriculture, for manufacturing, and maybe for even intellectual property.
Okay, Brian's got the last question today.
Okay, Senator, I want to ask you, too, the situation with the migrants coming up from Central America, coming through Mexico. Now the president threatened to call up soldiers at the border. Your thoughts or concerns?
Well, I think that so many people, like a million every year, enter our country legally. They stand in line maybe for years in their own country to get permission to come here. So I don't really understand how people feel they can violate our laws. But the understanding is, in Central America and Mexico, you can do that. I don't like it. I think the president's right to consider it a threat and to encourage legal immigration, which he does encourage, and putting the military at the border, I think, is legitimate. Thank you both.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Seth, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.